Stani is tita shvidigatan tanuman madhumubir. It's just to hear about Krishna, Lord Chaitanya says, now this is good, but tell me more. And then he comes to talk about rasa. Then there is and that these are attained by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So Shantaras, Dasyaras, Lord Chaitanya says, tell me more, tell me more. Then Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, he says, tell me more. Well, the Madhuryaras. So now this is good. Now tell me about this. So this is our Sadhya Madhuryaras. We are followers of Rupa Goswami. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is ending every chapter. Rupa Raghunatha Padijara As Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohi Krishna Das. His guru is Nityananda Prabhu, but still he's talking about Rupa and Raghuna. Narottam is also writing. Rupa Raghunatha Padihoi Beyakuti Kabihabasiva Jugala Piriti. So if we want to know about Madhurya Ras, if we want to know about the activities of Radha and Krishna, pastimes of Radha and Krishna, then Rupa Raghunath. So Rupa Raghunath, we serve in two ways. Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrihi. So Seva Sadaka Rupena. In their Sadaka forms, then we're practicing devotional service, chanting 16 rounds, regulated principles, doing so many things. Seva Sadaka Rupena and Siddha Rupena Chatrihi. But internally, then we follow them in their Siddha group. So Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. Correct? And Raghunath Das Goswami is Rati Manjari. So the idea is that one should follow, that one should live in Raja Rupa, Tishtan, Rajitad Anugami, Jananugami. Oh, what's that?
Orange, apple, and carrot. Yes.
Raja Loka Anusharita. So we should follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. And what residents do we follow? So that is the sadhana. The essence of that sadhana is following Rupa and Rati. And you follow them how? We hear about their pastimes. So Rupa Goswami, more or less than Raghunath Das Goswami, but in Stavamala. You have Stavamala? Ordered online. And Raghunath Das Goswami is Stavavali. Especially Raghunath Das Goswami Vilap Kusumanjali. So his spiritual identity, what he looks like, what he does, his mood, and so on. So by hearing about the residents of Vrindavan, one develops a desire for similar type of service. So that is also our destination. We also want to go, when we say back to Godhead, now what does it mean going back to Godhead? And first of all, there's a lot of back to Godheads. There's infinite number of Vaikuntha planets. We want to go to Vrindavan, that's clear. We want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. Then what are we doing in Goloka Vrindavan? And what? In what rasa? In Madhurya rasa. But what type of Madhurya rasa? So there are five types of gopis. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priya Narma Sakhi. So Sakhi, those are who are, and this is in terms of the gradation of love also. So Sakhis are more inclined towards Krishna, and generally they reside in Nandagram and they help Mother Yashoda doing so many services and so on. Priya Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, I don't know why the word Nitya is there, it's very interesting, but anyway, Nitya Sakhi are those sadhakas who have come to the stage of perfection. They're jivas. Pran Sakhi, and their manjaris. Pran Sakhi are also maidservants, manjaris, but they're like Ruparati, they are Shakti Tattva, so they're expansions of Srimati Radharani. Rupa Manjari is expansion of the form of Srimati Radharani. Rati is the expansion of her love. So, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, but they don't have, these two don't have any direct contact with Krishna. They simply help others. Who are others? Well, there's Priya Sakhi. Devotees can also attain that state, but it's not what our acharyas recommend. Priya Sakhi. And they have, they are also those jivas who have attained that state. And then there are the Priyanarma Sakhis. And those two, they have direct contact with Krishna. And amongst the Priyanarma Sakhis, then Srimati Radharani's circle is Lalita Vishaka Chitra Champakavata. And of course she is also, but she is the source of the other Sakhis, they are her expansions, Kaya Vyuha, expansions of her form. So this is our sadhya. Our sadhya is that we also want to serve Krishna through Srimati Radharani, and by serving her through serving him through Srimati Radharani, then we fulfill Lord Chaitanya's desire. Das, Sadas, Anudas, be the servant of the servant of the servant. And these gopis favor Radharani a little more than Krishna. Yeah. And they keep a distance from them. Yeah. And by being dasadas anudas, here, the further that you are along that line, the greater the pleasure that one transcendental bliss. So, takes one to know one. Similarly, to be like one, you have to know one who is like that. So hearing and reading about the service of manjaris, and that becomes our primary bhajan. That is the sadhana for attaining that perfection. Of course, the different stages of devotional service, devotees have different types of sadhana. Right in the very beginning, when you're trying to get rid of anarthas, then your sadhya is not gopis. Prabhupada didn't want devotees to start hearing about gopis. He wanted them to just get free from their bad habits. Anyway, focusing like that while chanting Hare Krishna. So, Upadeshamrita, this is the nectar of Upadesh. And in Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami says, what is the Upadesh Sara? What is the Sara? What is the essence of all Upadesh? So he says, Sat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sukirtinan, Sukirtan. Not just Kirtan, but Sukirtan, offenselessly chanting, pure chanting. Spritya Kramena Manasani Yoja, in one's mind, always systematically remembering the residence of Vrindavan. Tishta Vrajetad Anugami Jananugami, live in Vrindavan. Here's Vrindavan. And consciousness of Vrindavan. Tishta Vrajetad Anugami Jananugami, and follow resident of Vrindavan. Krishna, Vajitadanugami, Janadugami, Kala Dhyaniti Upadesha Saram. This is so the essence of everything in Shastra. This is the essence. And now when we're getting old, we have nothing else to do, so this is what we meditate on. This is our meditation. Upadesha Saram. Meditate on. How do they do it? And by hearing about how others serve Radha and Radha and Krishna, then that also awakens in us. How do we do it? So, and in due course of time, then one is progressing through more developed stages of devotional service, then there is the nishtha, but ruchi, then when one has a real taste for chanting, a real taste for hearing, a real taste for meditation. Why? Because the heart is now free from all these past anartas, and then asakti. Asakti means real attachment to Krishna. This is still in the conditioned state. This is the mode of goodness. So Rupa Goswami says that there are two conditions for getting Krishna's mercy. One is when one has to be attached to him. So we have to have asakti. And the other is that Krishna has to be favorably disposed. But he says that that isn't an automatic thing. It isn't that as soon as one has, because Krishna makes devotees wait, and by making them wait, then the desire increases more and more. And then we go from the mode of goodness, we go to transcendental state, which is the beginning of love, and that is bhava. And that's our desired attainment in this life. That's where we want to go in this life. And that is the definition of sadhana bhakti. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana abhita. Those activities by which one attains bhava. And then you get that, then you've done well. So now you're going to get that. You have to target for that. And then advanced prema, that next life.
Yeah.
Where Krishna appears in the material world, somewhere in the universe, then you go there. Upadesha Saram. This is what Prabhupada writes in his books. So these things, if you look at, read, you can read?
No.
Very slowly.
Very slowly.
Not out loud, but even to himself.
No, you read, but like word by word. Uh-huh. Before you can't
That's
read
too clearly. Slow.
Yeah. But I read out to him.
You have to read to him.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So, Champakalata's reading. And the 8th chapter of Madhya Leela, and also verse 8 of Upadeshamrita. Iti Upadesha Saram. I have nothing more to say.
Thank you very much.
And you have nothing more to say. We could do a kirtan, but actually I'm looking at the clock. And I should go towards the airport.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Iti Upadesha Saram.